This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome to what I believe is another hour of sanity. Well, the stories are insane. The solutions are not. I think the solutions are pretty much mainstream. When I say mainstream, I mean mainstream right, not mainstream left. You know? There's just so much going on. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Buy a coffee mug for your loved one. Look, everybody gives coffee mugs at Christmas. So give one of mine. Seriously. Just head up there. Buy a mug. I'll get it to you as fast as I can. If you don't hurry up, it ain't going to make it there by Christmas, that's for sure. And I ain't wrapping it for you. Anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Or send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. We've been talking a lot about the wall tonight. Yes, the wall. It seems that there's not a whole bunch of buzz and aggravation going on in Washington. I don't know. They're going to push. They're going to go right up to the line, the calendar line with this, and we'll see what happens. Right. And we do need border security. We do need a strong southern wall. But Trump's, you know, comment about Mexico paying for the wall, they are. It just happens to be in Central America. So I want you to think about this. They want our wall open. They want our border open. They want us to accept with open and loving and understanding arms Mexicans and others coming up through our southern border illegally. We have 9 points of entry they can go to. They can apply for asylum. They can apply for even just residency, temporary residency, permanent residency, whatever. But no, the Mexican government wants us just to let them in and smile and be happy that they're here. However, they don't feel the same way about the South Americans. The Mexican government has announced plans to spend over $30 billion... in the next 5 years on the Central American Development, an initiative designed to slow migration from some of the hemisphere's poorest and most violent countries coming up through Mexico. Exact details were still pending on how the money would be dispersed, but the Mexican Foreign Ministry said in a tweet on Monday that Mexico will change its migration policies to respond to the needs required in the south of our country. The Mexican announcement comes as more than 5,000 Central American migrants traveled in caravans, right? I mean, and they're stuck in Tijuana. They're hanging out. I don't want to say stuck. They're hanging out in Tijuana, where many wanted to make asylum claims, right? But they didn't want to wait. They didn't want to wait any length of time. They thought they'd go in there, fill the paperwork, sign the paper, pick up their welfare check, and move along. Now, this is really an early test of the relationship between New Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez and President Trump, who's already cut aid to Central America and vowed to halt all foreign aid to the region if the caravan wasn't stopped. And he can't do that. The two leaders have maintained cordial relations, but as a candidate, Lopez vowed that he will not do the dirty work of any foreign government, clear swipe at the demands Trump was imposing. It also comes as an early initiative on migration, you know, from Lopez, who on his campaign trail responded to questions on migrants transitioning Mexico, that his country will not do the dirty work of foreign governments, but doesn't want them coming through. Now, Lopez hasn't repeated that pledge since being elected, has instead proposed a sort of Marshall Plan for Central America, which he insists will diminish the need for them to emigrate in the first place. We're going to guarantee that the rights of migrants in our territory are respected, he said. About how to resolve the problem, we're putting together a proposal to invest in productive projects and job creation. And not only that, in work visas. They want the United States to work with Mexico on these issues. Now, Lopez, I don't know how long he's going to be around. Really, think about it. How long do you think he's going to be around? He swept into office on the agenda of curbing corruption, combating poverty, and he didn't say he was going to go after the cartels, but he did say he was going to fight drug trafficking. Think about that. Now, Lopez promised to focus the work of Mexico's network of consulates in the United States on defending the millions of Mexicans living north of the border. But focusing on the thousands of Central Americans transitioning the country hasn't really proved a priority for this new Mexican administration. Now, the asylum, you know, the funny thing about this is that they were offered asylum. They were offered asylum and jobs and money and food there in Mexico, and they refused to take him. So at that point there, I don't understand why he just didn't take him, turn him around, and send him back. Don't let them come any further. They don't have a right. Look, if you don't have the right papers, you don't have a right to travel through Mexico. So why didn't they defend that? Or I should say, you know, why didn't they enforce that? Interior Minister Olga Sanchez Cordero, she denied any deal, saying that Mexico would not serve as a safe third country, which means migrants setting foot in Mexico would be unable to seek asylum in the United States and be required to do so in Mexico. Migration observers say that remain in Mexico would serve a similar purpose to Mexicans becoming a safe third country. They've got all kinds of groups that are trying to help them settle in Mexico, and these migrants, invaders, whatever you want to call them, are refusing to take the help. What's that tell you? Join me in your house. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chick.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. And you know what? Get involved. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you'll find a live chat room there. You can give me your email address. We send out a weekly email. And again, it's just to let you know who's coming on, what we're going to be talking about. Also, we list our sponsors. We have all kinds of stuff. You get the latest stories that are on the website. Sign up for the email blast. And if that doesn't make you happy and you want to deal with email, then just send me a text message. Be part of the texting list. Just text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. And again, if you want me to take on a story, take on a, I don't know, an author or what have you, specific topic, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But start it off with the subject line. Needs to start off with a T, capital TRS. So I know that you know, you're a listener and you're not somebody just trying to sell me health insurance. You know what I'm saying? Especially Obamacare. Because that just wouldn't work out right. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let's finish up real quick on Mexico building the wall. They are building a wall. It's just their own wall. At the southern Mexican border. You know, and really interesting how they see what it's doing to them, how much it's affecting them. And for a country that's corrupt and broke, where are they getting the $30 billion? You know, I thought about that when I first saw this. I wonder who's giving them that money. Who's helping out with that? So, you know, asylum claims in Mexico, they've climbed about tenfold over the past 5 years. Right? I mean, they're doing about $15,000 just in 15,000 people just in 2017 alone. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to fight this. I don't know how they're going to fight people stopping, migrants stopping in their cities and what have you. If they've got the work, great. But if they've got the work for migrants, don't they have the work for locals? Why are they coming up here to work? I don't understand. Or maybe they're coming up here not to work and just collect money. Again, I go back to what I said about Chuck E. Schumer earlier, which is if you really care about the vets, if you really care about the seniors, you know, we're not, it's not endless money in this country. That's the other thing. I love it how they get on President Trump for how much money he's spending. I love it how they get on him on you know, where are we going to get the money for the wall, but yet you're giving all kinds of money to illegals and not pushing for monies for vets. I don't trust you. I do not believe that you'll turn resources towards the vets and seniors. Why don't you write up a singular bill that has nothing but support and benefits for vets and seniors first? Let's see you pass that. Once you pass that, then we can talk about this other stuff you want. Less than 1% of the country's population is foreign-born, however. And, you know, I mean, with attitudes towards migrants, these things can become complicated, especially for those from poorer countries. And he's right. I mean, look, everybody wants a better life for their family. Everybody wants a better life for their kids. It doesn't give you a right to cut in line or take advantage of another country just because you want something better for your family. What are you teaching them? Why wouldn't you want to do it the right way? Why start off like this? And to show you the path we're going down, the craziness that's going on. After a two-year battle, the Los Angeles Community College District has agreed to abolish a policy that, ready for this, that limited student expressions to free speech zones. Right? You had to apply. Think about it. A country who has a free speech right. It's in their constitution. Every citizen has a right to free speech. Well, according to the LA Community College District, it was only after you applied for it. See, free speech didn't automatically come. And then they would set out a zone for you to have your free speech in. You had to file an application, show them the material you were handing out, and you were stuck to an area. Pierce College student Kevin Shaw was handing out Spanish language copies of the U.S. Constitution in November of 2016 when an administrator told him that he would have to confine his activity to the school's free speech zone. Because we know how dangerous it can be to hand out the Constitution. You definitely want to control that. The school told Shaw that he would have to apply for access to the 616 square foot zone and that his failure to comply would result in his removal from campus. After the incident, Shaw sued the school for violating that very First Amendment right. They gave a right to hand out those pamphlets that the school apparently didn't know about. With the help of the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, the Department of Justice filed a statement in support of his case. Pierce College filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit in January 2018, but a California district court, wow, California district court, think about that, ultimately rejected the school's assertion that the public campus was a non-public forum. Let me see. A public campus was a non-public forum. Wow. That's like, isn't that like ordering decaf espresso? I mean, why would you bother? Doesn't make any sense. One kind of wipes out the other. On Wednesday, the Los Angeles Community College District agreed to settle the lawsuit as well as to revoke the unconstitutional policy that recognized all campuses within the district as non-public forums. That's funny, right? Public money goes into putting those places up. They fund them. They fix them. They build them. And yet, the public doesn't have a right to freely use them. The policies removed, basically removed, free speech restrictions placed on 150,000 students. They went on to say that I wish I hadn't taken 2 years for my school, to conclude I had a right to free expression. Think about that. The school that teaches this stuff, the school that teaches about the Constitution, the school that teaches about government, didn't understand this. So I would say if you went to that school before this ruling, you may want to get your money back. Because you don't know what else they taught you that might have been wrong. He went on to say, all the same, I'm thankful to know that future students won't have to worry about being harassed for expressing political options. More than 2 years ago, Administrator Reinley told Kevin he was not allowed to hand out copies of the U.S. Constitution in the center for his public college campus. The Director of Litigation, Marikel Tunthill-Beckhoun, said that he's been standing up for his First Amendment rights every day since, and in the process has vindicated the rights of every student in the district. We need more young people like him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill, the former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time he 245 times he said he didn't know, couldn't remember, so we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did seven different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff, so I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
A pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're just involved in the conversation, involved in the show. And for those of you who come out, you know, I was telling somebody tonight that the daily supporters, whatever? I mean, the people that really spend, you know, 3 hours a day with us. I would fight side by side with you guys anywhere because you're consistent. You're consistent in your comments. You're consistent in being, you know, supporting, whether it's me or somebody else, but somebody in the cause. I know a friend of the show and a friend of some of you, you know, I knew I was going to do this, right? No, down in San Diego. Andrea Kay.
Oh.
Wow. Went blank. Somehow, yeah, well, you don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going with the stuff half the time. Anyway, no, I know some of you are friends of Andrea Kay, and you listen to her show on a regular basis as well. Another great commentator, a lot of energy, a lot of passion for what she believes, and you guys support her as well. There's a lot of us out there you should be supporting. If you can, and you know, if you have the time to listen, you have time to support, and it's great. But I mean that sincerely. The regulars, I'd fight side by side with you anywhere. Because again, I appreciate the fact that you're consistent. People that are consistent, you tend, well, unless they're consistently negative, but usually you can trust them, you can fight with them, you can be side by side with them. Or fight alongside them, I should say, because, you know, I'm always massacring the King's English. And it's okay by me. The rest of you get upset. So, let's have some fun with this one. Because I haven't figured this one out yet. And technically, right? I mean, based on some of the requirements, to be non-white or white or Hispanic or whatever, I don't know what I am. I'm like a man without a color, right? Because technically, I'm from a Latin country, right? My family's not 27 times removed. My family is from Italy, from Sicily. And so technically, I'm from a Latin country. I get no love for it, but whatever. But I need this class to learn whether I am white or not. Whether I'm suffering from internalizing my whiteness. And I said earlier, and it's the truth, it is interesting that it's always, and most of the time they're white women, but it's always some head of a woman's study class, feminine study class, woman's study class at these colleges. So if you have like $500 and a few days off this spring, you live near, or you live in D.C. or near New York City or Oakland, you can participate in the Everyday Feminism Training. It's titled Healing from the Internalized Whiteness. According to the website, the training will help you stop arguing with white people about racism and discover how to invite them into your racial justice work for their own healing and liberation. So I have to do white justice work to put down my whiteness so that I can then impart and help other people heal from their whiteness and liberate them from their whiteness, something that I can't do anything about, that is being white. So the natural, and again, am I white? I mean, are Greeks considered white? I'm just asking, because if you think about it, you think about the true skin tone of these people, those people, what makes Spaniards different than Italians different than Greeks? I'm just curious. The natural conservative reaction to this kind of thing is to roll your eyes and mock it, but maybe it should be mocked, but it must also be engaged with. And not so much so the conservatives can defend their own ideas, but so they can, you know, interrogate progressive ideas. Ask questions that progressives won't even ask themselves. They think it sounds good. It sounds smart. It sounds right. So what does healing internalized whiteness really mean? Now, according to the website, internalized whiteness is the trauma of people of European descent being turned into white people by white supremacy. Let me read that again, because I'm still confused and I've read it 6 times. According to the website, internalized whiteness is the trauma of people of European descent being turned into white people by white supremacy. You thought you were white people if you were born with white skin. I guess I don't have that right any more than I have male and female right, apparently. And then being taught that whiteness is good. So being born white, right, and white supremacy, which they really haven't described and who has it and who's pushing it. And then I grew up white. I was never taught whiteness was good. Nobody ever taught me that my skin color made me better than another skin color. Matter of fact, I was more taught where I grew up after I moved out of the north end of Boston. I was more often taught that because I was Italian or of Italian descent, that I didn't measure up. No, really. I mean, I should have been a mason or a carpenter, nothing else. Because that's all really I had the brains for. That's all I had the DNA for. So if you consider me white, and white people were telling me that I'm a human without a color or something. Like the old man without a country. I don't want to say man because that'll open up a whole other can of worms, right? I'm a cisgen without a country. I mean, without a color. Right? The concept of being turned into white people. Well, how can you, again, I ask. This is why the liberals won't call the show. This is why they won't get a conversation with me. How do you get turned into a white person when you are white? It's like, how does a black person get turned into a black person? They can't. They're black. Period. The makeup. This is that biology thing that gets in the way again. Right? because of what they have in their pigment, because of the pigmentation of their skin, biology. Because of how their DNA is laid out, biology. They can't change it. No different than Asian people. No different than, again, Greeks, brown skins. If the rich white Brits told the poor white Irish that they were better than blacks, then the two fair-skinned groups would work in concert to oppress blacks. This did, in fact, happen. However, in classic post-modernism, a Marxist fashion, this definition of whiteness reduces the entire concept to a capitalist, patriarchal power struggle. I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys, they do this so that the less educated feel... Look, I told you this years ago. When one of my kids was having trouble in school, and I don't mean necessarily trouble where they were a problem in class, from an education standpoint, and we went in for help. We went in genuinely for help. And basically we were told that we were in the way, that they had been in education all their lives, that we didn't know what we were talking about, and they would handle the education of our child. I'm kind of wrapping it up, doing a Reader's Digest version, right? So they made you feel inferior. They made you feel like, now, if I'm white, and they're making me feel inferior, what do I do with that? But according to this, the two of us may not be on the same plane here, but we would both be on the same plane in putting down a black person. And they would be wrong. Because as much as I know this bothers some of you on the left that listen, that is, I don't look at color like that. Never have, never will. My mom and dad didn't allow it. People are people, period. Hispanic, white, black, Asians used to be referred to as yellow skins, and what was it, Native Americans used to be referred to as red skins. Why we did all that, I don't know. Don't care. It's yesterday's news. But when you think about all this, you think about all the white pressure to be or not to be. You know, they're pushing that Shakespeare and other white authors, white playwrights, white historians shouldn't be considered because everything was from a white point of view. And we've gone over the top. We've gone way too far with this. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Look, I don't have details yet. So if any of you have any information on this, I'm getting word that there's been a shooting. Not a shooting, I'm sorry. The two cops in Chicago have been killed or died. They were hit by a train. Have you seen? Could you look for that? Because I think that's a big deal. I mean, are those guys that protect us, those guys in blue, are in trouble. I don't know if it's anything nefarious. I don't know if it's anything. Somebody targeted these two guys or what? Whether they were pushed onto the train tracks. Amazing. Anyhow, our hearts and prayers go out to them. If this is true, I mean, there you go. Hit by a train, let's see. There you go. Two Chicago police officers were hit and killed by a train in South Chicago. Two Chicago police officers killed when they were hit by a train while investigating a call of shots fired. Officers Eduardo Marmolejo, not doing it on purpose, it's just Conrad Geary, both in their early 30s, were killed in the line of duty while responding to a call for service on a railroad tracks. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said both men were fathers of young children. Eduardo had two. He'd been on the force for a little over 2 years. Geary had 18 months on the force. The officers were doing surveillance following a shot spotter report when they were hit by an outbound South Shore train. I'm not questioning this, but how do you not hear the train coming unless you're just so focused on what you're doing? Right? And then on top of that, again with the shootings, again with the criminal activity. Yeah, somebody will try to blame the gun.
Okay, so here's what it says. Witnesses said they saw the police chase, then heard the screech of the train coming. So maybe they were in a vehicle doing a chase.
Prayers go out to them and their families. This is not a, you know, I know somebody will try to turn it into, but it's a gun thing. But, you know, shots fired, they went to check it out, and this is what happened. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always kind of touches you when these guys go down. Because what are they doing out there? Who are they protecting? Us. Right? Now you got some kids that don't have fathers anymore. And that's tough. I don't care who you are, that's tough. We were dealing with being white. I guess it's the problem of being white. It's not a problem for me. Just like being black is not a problem. Being Asian is not a problem. It's how you were born. The final part of the definition is also important. It suggests that white people are taught that being white is good and that it does not exist. The idea here is that white power structures fill our society with messages that white norms are the best norms. Now, I want you to know something. So they call me white. I struggled a lot in my younger years because I was Italian. I was a dumb Dago. I was a guinea. I was a greaseball. Those are some of the endearing terms. Okay? So this whole white privilege thing would have never... Now, what they'll say is, well, the way you got out of it is because of your white privilege. The problem is that nobody really considered us white. You know what I mean? Nobody really considered us of the mainstream white group. And so when you say white power structures that fill our society say that I'm normal, it's not true. I didn't grow up that way. I grew up to accept and respect all peoples of all colors, of all sizes, shapes, and ethnicities. But it wasn't that way for me. And so we're clear here, so you don't write me emails about what a yo-ho I am because I don't understand the plight of the African-American. You're right. I don't know what it is to be black. I don't know what it is to be Asian. I don't know what it is to be Native American. I don't know what it is to be a female. I don't need to. I need to understand the human condition. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, people are mean, people are nasty, people are loving, people are kind. But I don't know what it's like to be an African American. I do know what it's like to be discriminated against. I do know what it's like to be considered, you know, non-white in today's terms. But I can't do anything about that. I can't change people's minds. All I can do is do the right thing no matter what they think. All I can do is do the right thing no matter what they say about me. I mean, seriously, you know that there's some kind of saying about being true to oneself, be true to yourself. And I am the last guy in the world. I hate cliches. I hate sayings. I hate all that stuff. Right? But the only person you have control over is you. The only tongue, the only mouth, the only words you have control over is yours. The only actions that you have control over are yours. All right? And so you can never say somebody else made me do it. My situation made me do it. I don't believe in that at all. Even if you're one of, you know, because I hear this on a regular basis. I love it. Even if you're one of those people, you don't have a job, trying to feed your family, you're sleeping in the car, and you go steal food from the supermarket or whatever. Your situation didn't do that to you. You chose to go steal that food. You chose not to go to the local food pantry or to the local whatever there is. Right? I mean, I don't know, the local homeless shelter. You can't tell me that even if you live in a small town, there isn't a store owner, there isn't somebody. And I know people that do this on a regular basis, but there isn't somebody that you let me sweep the front of your store. Let me wash the. I need two bucks to feed my family. Three, give me something. I have a family. I'm homeless. I want to buy them dinner tonight. It's going to cost me $10, $12, $15, whatever. What can I do around your store, around your establishment, around your house to make a few dollars? Don't tell me that's not available. And I'll tell you something else. I know that there's some homeless people or people in trouble. Don't listen to the show. But, man, I'll tell you what. When you make that money with your own hands, when you do something to help you make money, it's a big deal. It makes you feel good, especially a man. It makes a man feel really good that he could take care of his family. And don't, if you're one of those feminists, don't write me a letter. Don't send me an email. I'm not going to read it. Matter of fact, if you get nasty and you send me an email anyway, I'll read it online and I'll even read your name. So, men want to take care of their families. They want to be the providers. They want to be, for those of you that are into no God, right? But you're into evolution. We were the hunters and gatherers. Again, take God out of the picture. We were the hunters and gatherers. We want to take care of our families. We went out for the kill. We prepared, you know, we prepared the animal after slaughter. Right? I mean, it's just the way it is from a nature point of view. But now we've become so evolved, so educated, whatever, that we don't, you know, we shouldn't be doing any of that stuff because it's too white or something. I don't even know. So this is the stuff that I ask you guys to push back against. Talk to your nieces and nephews. Talk to your grandparents, your grandkids, I'm sorry. Your kids, if you're still young. Find out where they're at with this stuff. Ask them to talk to you about it. Explain it to you. You know, talk to some of the people my age that have young kids that live at home, that they've talked about this kind of stuff. And those kids have, I won't say they've turned against them, because they really haven't turned against them. But their kids, their young kids have had conversations with them like that they don't understand. You know, your 25-year-old daughter, your 24-year-old son, whatever, goes out into the work world and comes home and starts telling you how backwards you are, how old you are, unaccepting you are, because you don't think like they did. Yeah, this is the same child that's renting an apartment or living in your basement. When you actually make that commitment, and I hear that more and more millennials are refusing to make the commitment on a house, on a car, on a whatever. When you actually make the commitment to settle down, and I don't mean to settle down in marriage, how about settling down in life? When you make that commitment and you have to follow it through and you have to think about how you're going to pay those bills, then let's talk. Then go tell that old white guy sitting in your house how wrong he is after living in the same house for 30 years, having the same job for 40 years maybe, being married to your mom for the last 50 years. Go ahead and tell him how backwards and stupid and uneducated he or she is. Good luck with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. All kinds of information on the show. Sign up for the email blast. Sign up for text messaging. Sign up. Do something. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.